Stay in the game at sports.kbec.com. Complete coverage of Ellis County sports from Classic Texas.
KBEC.
Sports.kbec.com presents The Press Box. The Press Box is brought to you by Jerry's J&W Carpet in Midlothian. Drive a little and save a lot at Jerry's J&W Carpet. The Press Box is your source for Ellis County High School sports. Give us a call at 972-923-1390, option 1. And now, here's tonight's show.
As Ken Roberts just said, here is tonight's show.
Where's Ken?
Well, he was on the recording.
Oh, the Magic Ken.
Sorry, yeah, the Magic Ken.
Not the real one.
Yeah.
He doesn't count.
Exactly. Chad Hicks here, Travis Smith, under the exquisite production of Mr. Yo-Yo Dave Van Zandt. Yo-Yo, how you doing?
Doing all right, boys. How y'all?
Yeah, not bad at all. Not
well,
bad
just
for a
trying,
Monday.
Trying not to wilt in all this heat,
boy,
I'm telling you.
I tell you what, it has been hot. And the last two Saturdays, I waited for it to get good and hot before I went out and mowed my yard.
You know, I was real jealous of the golf guys this week because they were up in outside of Boston, and they were complaining about it being like 50-something degrees or 60-something degrees, and I was like, oh, bring it down here, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. My daughter went to Cody, Wyoming to visit a friend last week. Yeah, and I think about as warm as it got up there is about 50 degrees, so... Good for them up in that part of the world. You know, come winter, though, they're wishing they were here.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's because that's why that place is half as good as it is here.
What's that?
What is winter?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I've always said in our area of the world, we have four true seasons.
Yeah.
High school, college, and pro football season, and then Christmas season. That's our four seasons.
Mine's a little different, but we still only have four seasons.
We're switching from preheat to bake right now, and the broil will be in a few weeks.
Yeah, it'll be broiling. We need
preheat,
to
bake, broil.
Yeah, base with butter and repeat.
I used to tell the guys on the ship that in Texas we have four seasons: almost summer, summer, still summer, and Christmas Day.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, it's mighty toasty out there, you know.
Sure is. My
speaking
goodness.
Of seasons,
mm-hmm. Yes.
We are officially done. Officially, the last event has occurred to cap this high school sports year.
Oh, yeah.
So the next season will be the fall season, and bring on football and...
And it's just right around the corner,
football,
you know.
Football and volleyball and cross country and all those great things. Thankfully, not soccer. The UIL did vote against that last week.
Oh, really? I didn't hear this.
So they were considering moving soccer from a winter sport... to a fall sport, which for the 4A schools would have been detrimental.
Yeah,
because those guys and girls coach other sports. So to have them try and coach football or volleyball and soccer, that would have killed them.
Well, not to mention the kicking game on pretty much every small school kicking squad would have dropped
off.
Not
even small school.
Well, not even, that's true. When I think back to Clyde Mealick here. Yeah.
Now, I always have a question about that. Do they get the goalies or do they get the forwards to kick field goals?
Whoever is brave enough.
Whoever can kick it, that's who
really
they get. Yeah.
Yeah, because it seems like to me when I watch soccer, those goalies can kick that ball a long ways.
They can punt it. Yeah, they're the punters.
Well, they lay it down on the ground and kick it a long ways, well over half field. So,
but
I'll never forget.
Clyde Mealick was a wingman, I think, right?
Yeah,
he out on
he
the
was.
Wing. And then what was Garfias this past year? What is he playing soccer? I don't know. I know he plays
midfielder.
Forward. No, I think he's in the defensive backfield there. I think he might be a center back, to be honest.
Oh yeah, okay.
All right, cool.
His sister was a forward.
Okay.
All right.
Angel. But speaking of kickers,
yes,
in soccer, I'll still never forget covering Milford. When they went to the state game, and I'm dating myself here a little, not a lot, but 2018, I think.
Something like that, yeah. They've been a bunch for what it's worth, but the most recent was, about
and the game
four
before
or five years
them
ago.
Was Strawn.
Yep.
And it was the year that Strawn had the female kicker.
Okay, I remember that.
And she became the first female to score a point in a state game.
Yeah.
And not 3 months after that, I went to Mary's in Strawn.
Yep.
Had a
chicken fried steak.
Chicken fried steak, and I'll be dang if she wasn't the waitress.
And she served it up.
I took a selfie with her. I put it on Twitter. It was a highlight of my day.
That's awesome.
I asked her for her autograph on my drink koozie. It was fantastic.
And so she actually brought it to you. She didn't kick it to you from the kitchen.
She didn't kick the 4-pound chicken fried steak.
Right.
Of all the things that I thought Travis was, I didn't think that he would be a fanboy.
Fanboy?
Fanboy. That's funny.
You know, eating that chicken fried steak is that's a sport in and of itself.
Man, oh man. That.
Have you ever had one of those yo-yo?
Not at Mary's, but there was a place down outside of Victoria that we used to go to when I worked for the oil company.
Mm-hmm.
And a full chicken fried steak was a tenderized round steak, the whole steak.
It was good, too.
So at Mary's, if you ask for a large, it comes on its own platter.
Yeah, that's the way that was.
And then all the extras come on a second platter. The large is the regular is 3/4 of the large, and then the small is the sliver off of the regular.
Wow. And it's too much. The small is. It's been a long time since I've been there, but it is a good place. It is a good place. So I've got a little concert info if anybody wants to find them on wherever their next show is.
Mm-hmm.
This past Friday night. This past Friday night. Well, yeah, Billy Currington's coming to Billy Bob's.
Jake Worthington.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, he was good, too, by the way.
He was good.
Yeah, that's who I saw Thursday night. Friday night, my son treated me to Father's Day, and Chase Pope treated his dad, John Pope. We all went down there, the four of us went down there to Waco together to see one Sir Mix-a-Lot. And I'm here to tell you, if they were in concert somewhere in the close proximity of where I am tonight, I would be there again. That thing was awesome. That was a great show.
Was it off the hook?
It was off the hook. No, absolutely. No. You know, he had one guy in his, I'm not going to say in the band because he didn't play anything. He didn't sing anything. He just danced on the stage the whole time with a backpack on.
That's funny.
And that's the job I want in this world, you know. It's pretty low-key, pretty just got to dance, you know.
You just got to just move them things, and arms and legs. That's it.
That is exactly it.
I'm afraid that I'd get up there and get started, and my legs will all of a sudden say, I don't know who you think we are, but we're not doing this anymore.
You got union legs that go on strike?
I do, absolutely.
That is funny. That is funny. Well, Travis, give us a little recap of that All-Star Week last week. Unfortunately, I was out of town for business, and I missed the softball and the baseball All-Star game. But I was absolutely here for the exhibition that was put on for the Home Run Derby. But how did the games go?
Fantastic. So the softball game ended in a, I believe it was 8-8 tie. Might have been
9-9.
Not 9-9 tie.
9-9 tie.
Yo, Dave in there.
How about that?
I was here. I was listening.
It was a 9-9 tie, even though I kind of pressed for it to keep going. I was outruled.
You wanted some extra innings?
I did, because I wanted a winner, but I was outruled by every girl on the West team. All the coaches.
Well, then that means the East won, right?
All of the umpires and every fan in the stand, along with Ken Roberts. They all agree that it ended perfectly in a tie.
Yeah.
It was a fun game. The girls had a blast. The stands were full.
Yeah.
It was a nice night. To say that it was an improvement from last year would be an understatement. The talent that was on display was incredible. We had 5 freshman girls and 6 sophomores out there. So the future of softball in
Ellis County is bright, isn't it?
Ellis County is bright.
Yeah.
One of the cool things, though, I was standing on the east side, and Brianna Evans from Red Oak,
yep,
she walked up, and she is, of course, a standout stud as a true freshman.
We've had her on the show.
Oklahoma State.
Yep.
And she came just to watch. So, pretty cool to have a girl in town that had a chance to play in it last year, but our poor planning didn't allow for it.
Okay.
But she came back just to watch the girls and to cheer them on.
Cheer
so
them on. Good. That's
kind
cool.
of a big deal now.
Yeah, absolutely.
She also broke down the transfer portal for me and how that works, and kind of stopped. And I stepped back and said, "Bree,
yeah,
how do you know how that works?"
Right.
And she said, "Well, I entered it about 15 minutes ago." So,
she did what? Wait, say
how about that?
So she had entered the transfer portal about 15 minutes prior to that.
Okay.
So she will be looking for a new home. That's not a secret or anything now. So
I got you.
She is on the move. Her head coach was hired out, and welcome to college athletics.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, luckily, in a situation like that, it is made to where they can make a move that better suits them if
absolutely
need be.
And that's yeah. That's just the, I mean, that's just the fair thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know that when the four of us from here went to Tarleton and then the head coach was fired in August before school started and a new coach was hired, we were just kind of stuck.
Right.
Which is unfair.
Yeah.
And then we had the baseball game on Wednesday. Again, the attendance was fantastic.
At historic Paul Richards Park.
The coolest part about that was seeing the social media post afterwards. And how many parents from Ferris and Italy and Palmer were just excited that their kids got to play there.
Yeah.
One of the coolest ones that I saw was the mother of Lucas Seymour.
Okay.
Jenny. She posted, and you know, they're from here, but Lucas attends O'Villa.
I was going to say, he plays Christian. At O'Villa Christian. Right. Christian, is that correct? All right.
Dad played here, so it was the first time for Lucas to get to play here.
Oh, that's cool.
So had that game not have happened, that experience for the family wouldn't have happened. So that those things were kind of cool. But again, the attendance was incredible. I mean, lying down the first base line on the berm, the game was fantastic. We had some absolute dudes out there.
Yeah.
My team, the East team, we debuted the first ever all left-handed infield in the top of
even
the
at third base.
Yeah,
even at
third base. The old lefty was pretty fascinated by
and
that.
And we did it just for Coach Turner. We had a lefty at third, at short, at second, at first. When they threw it around the horn after the first strikeout, it was comical. You can't even imagine how goofy they looked having to spin and turn and pitch
right,
the ball.
Right.
We did make two errors. One of them was JT at short. He kind of O-laid a ball to the glove side. We did make two errors. It did end up costing us the game, but it sure was funny to watch him out there with all left-handed infield.
So where did who was at third base? Do you remember the name?
Kid from Ennis. He was actually a pitcher. He's never played infield in his life.
Okay, I was going to ask where he normally played.
He's a PO.
All right. Funny and stuff, though. I love the left-handed third base.
Jacob Cruz was at second base.
Second, all right. And then, yeah, I guess it doesn't matter right-handed or left-handed at first, but that's funny, though. That's kudos to you or whoever thought of that. That's awesome.
That was all on the kids.
Yeah, oh, it was.
It was all on the kids. Oh. And at first I said, no, we're not. We have to respect the game some. And they kind of – they wanted to do it. And I said, you know what, just go out there. Just don't screw up. Sure enough, we had two errors and gave up four runs, and we lost 6-2.
Fiddles. It happens, though. You know, that's why it's sports. That is why it's sports. So then Thursday night, we had the Home Run Derby.
We did.
And I was in attendance for that. I'm going to make a request for the future. Don't read me wrong in this, because I do love me some DJ Alex. But when you're trying to broadcast on the radio, I can't be sitting next to DJ Alex. That was loud.
He was loud, but I could hear you guys over him. But it was just when he hit that thing. Good Lord Almighty, that thing was super loud. I had to take my headphones off every time.
It was blowing us out too.
And don't get me wrong either. I love DJ Alex, and he stepped up. He volunteered. He was so excited to do it. He did a great job. He provided enough of like the music and enthusiasm to keep the kids in it.
Made it festive, for sure.
But my girlfriend, Miranda was also there, and she was doing the
keeping count
scoreboard. So it's a pretty important job because that's how the kids know when they hit a home run or not.
And it, well,
so Jared Thomas was up first, and Ken hadn't gotten over there to help DJ on the home run calls yet. So DJ Alex on every swing, and God bless her, but Randa cannot see the baseball or anything from very far away. Plus, it was sunny and the.
But let me tell you something. Let me throw this out real quick, just if I can inject this. One of the most impressive things that I had witnessed was JT especially, but most of the kids that were there, man, they would turn on one and just send it, and they're right back up ready to go. And they hit the second one, or the next pitch, and the first one hadn't even landed yet. And to keep up with two of them is quite the feat, man. That was tough.
I was in center field and trying to wave that
blue flag.
But during the first round, during JT's round, she sent me multiple texts that I didn't feel until afterwards, telling me to get my dumb butt out from behind both of the nets.
Oh yeah, that was another obstacle.
I was hidden behind the two screens.
Right.
And then she said DJ Alex on every single swing was saying the ball was gone.
Oh, he was. It'd be a grounder. That one's gone.
I'm like, no, it's not, dude. She kept talking about how big their arms were and every ball was gone. And she said, I knew they weren't going over the fence. So we got that fixed and straightened out. And it was a great time. We had Bailey Ray from Maypro. He hit 3 in the first round. Lucas Seymour from Ovilla Christian hit 4 in the first round. They failed to advance. Kendall Brown from Red Oak.
Yep.
He hit 6 in the first round, just missed it by 1. Jacob Nunez from Ferris hit 7 in the first round. He had 8 in the second round. Roman Carriaga from Midlothian Heritage, he hit 9 in the first round. He hit 10 in the second round. Ian Williams from Palmer. Dark horse. I invited him during the game on Wednesday. Wasn't even sure if he was going to show up or not.
I think based on the stats I had, he had only hit 1 home run all season.
And he was kind of joking about it at the All-Star game. And I was like, you know what? Show up and cure him.
Yeah.
And he showed up. And I'll be dang if he didn't hit 9 in the first round, 12 in the second round, and then 8 in the final round.
Right.
He made the championship round.
Right.
It got him a campus visit to Cedar Valley College.
Oh, awesome.
So if he gets a scholarship out of this.
He owes you.
There we go.
Well, and he owes Mike Fay and I as well, because we were announcing, right?
But the winner of it was Jared Thomas. He had between 8 and 14 in the first round. We're not real sure.
It was a bunch.
We have no idea. Thanks to DJ Alex and my poor standing behind the nets. He then hit 14 in the second round, and in 2.5 minutes, when I tell y'all it was a show.
It was a show.
It was an absolute big league Josh Hamilton at Yankee Stadium show. He hit 21
in 2.5 minutes.
In the third round. That's a home run every 7.14 seconds.
And for anybody that doesn't think you can get gassed hitting home runs, all I say is come try. Because they were, I mean.
And he wasn't gassed afterwards.
Quite fatiguing, but they were just smooth.
He was ready to roll. Now, Sean, his dad was gassed.
Oh, yeah. Sean was definitely gassed.
Sean was for sure gassed.
Yeah. I'd have got gassed walking from the dugout to the batter's box.
And these weren't little home runs.
No, he was launching.
I picked up the balls after that round, and the fence down the right field line was about 315 feet.
I was wondering what that, because that's the middle size field, right?
At
the
right. So it's
and there wasn't any markers on it. People were asking me, but I didn't know what to tell them.
315 on the lines, and then 345 to center.
Okay.
But even at that fence where it's 315, there's another fence behind it that's a good 100 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking 415 down the line, and there were balls over that second fence into the apartment complex.
So do you know what Richards Park is, to put it into perspective to people that go to that park?
So Richards Park down the left field line is 316. To right center is 321. Of course, the deepest part of the park is to left center, and that's 360.
Okay. So it's not too far off. That park there, not too far off of Richards Park.
It's not, but the air at Richards is so heavy because it's in that swampland.
Yeah, and the trees.
So, yeah, so to hit a ball out there is just heavy.
Yeah, right.
No, I blame the trains.
You blame the trains?
I blame the trains.
Yeah, yeah. I could in the bats. There's
but
a lot of
for
bats.
Next year,
like,
we've already
vampire bats.
We have already made the decision for next year to move the home run derbies. We will have one after the softball game, directly after, and then after the baseball game.
Oh, that's cool.
Directly after, so
yeah,
we'll have them underneath the lights with the fans all there, the kids all there. We won't split it up into 3 days, but we might be adding a concert to Friday night as part of All-Star Week, maybe even Saturday night, and maybe even a little banquet thing.
Oh, that's cool. I tell you what, Jake Worthington was good.
Fantastic.
And anybody that didn't go missed a good show there, free show on top of all of that. And, you know, I went and pulled up his the video from when he was on The Voice, and he doesn't look anything. He's slimmed down some, grown his mullet out, but his music was still good. And so that was a good show, especially for the price and the
free.
Location.
It's always good when it's free.
Always good when it's free. Hey, Yo-Yo, it's 6:22. Why don't we go sell something? We'll be back here in a few minutes.
All right, sounds good. Let me start off by telling you about Wayne Price Heating and Air Conditioning in Waxahachie. They provide the superior HVAC expertise that you demand. For the highest quality results for your AC repair and heating needs, call Wayne Price Heating and Air Conditioning today at 972-834-2568. 972-834-2568 to learn more about all of their HVAC contractor services. Wayne Price Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages on KBEC.
If you are ever in need of a wrecker service, call TowPro Wrecker Service at 972-938-3221. They're the pros that can give you a tow. TowPro handles small and heavy towing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Danny and his crew have been serving this area since the year 2000. Let them put their experience to work for you. Call 972-938-3221 or email at TOWPROWAX@gmail.com. TowPro Wrecker Service.
Cross Country Pest Control, serving Ellis County and the surrounding area for complete termite and pest control solutions. They do residential and commercial work, pre-treatments for new construction too. On-staff entomologists, they can take care of fire ants, carpenter ants, fleas and ticks, bees and wasps, roaches, spiders, scorpions, crickets, rats and mice, grasshoppers and more. All you have to do is give them a call for a one-time treatment, monthly, quarterly or biannual treatment. Call Cross Country Pest Control, 972-935-9883. That's 972-935-9883. Cross Country Pest Control.
1390 AM and 99.1 FM, KBEC. Classic Texas music.
And now, back to the Press Box on KBEC.
And we're back, just like that, at 6:24 p.m. here on this Monday evening in the Fairburg of Waxahachie here at the world headquarters of KBEC Radio, 1390 AM, 99.1 FM, classic Texas country. And sports and all that apply, all that lines up with sports. So, at the moment, we've been talking a little baseball and a little All-Star softball as well.
I'm excited to introduce this new segment that we're going to be starting.
We got a new segment. Oh, that's awesome.
We don't have a sponsor yet.
Oh, so.
So we're looking.
If you would, plug to get a sponsor of our new segment.
That we're going to debut next week, but we're going to have the guest on this week to explain
this.
Is
this the pilot to make sure that it may be a
go? Well, we don't want to hang up on them on the first try, so we'll just start that next week. So if you're ready to bring them on, Chad, you bring them right on.
All right. So on the hotline here at the world headquarters of KBEC Radio is one former Waxahachie baseball coach, Mr. Tracy Wood. Tracy, are you there?
I'm here.
Good evening. How are you today?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Man, we are perfect. So have you been timing out your shtick? Do you got 3 minutes worth of material for us?
No, man, I just roll out of bed and start talking.
I figured you talked in your sleep, Tracy.
Yeah, I probably do. I'm actually sitting here watching the College World Series is what I'm doing.
Hey, give us an update on that. I was trying to look on my phone, and I keep getting sidetracked.
It's Ole Miss 2-0 in the first. Arkansas' first guy didn't make it out of the first inning.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Actually, when the thing started, my pick was OU to win it all. And them to face Arkansas in the finals. That was my
yeah.
pick.
Now, was that pick biased, Coach, because we got Peyton Graham there? Or
well, it's like I tell people, I root for Arkansas, I root for Tech. I like all those teams in it. You got to root for Notre Dame a little bit. They're, you know, the underdog. But,
yeah, but they also got the ugliest uniforms.
We here in Waxahachie, you got a dog in a hunt with OU. We got to root for those guys.
Heard that.
For sure. I think you're right on top of stuff with Oklahoma, though, man. They are, like they keep saying, I mean, they're the most improved team since February, and, man, they just keep putting it together night after night after night, you know.
It's so much about how you're playing at that time.
That's right.
It's more than any other game I think there is. It's about how you're playing at that time because the hitting part is so hit and miss. It's just the hardest thing to do in the world, you know. Is hit a round ball with a round bat.
Squarely.
And how you're doing at that time has a lot to do with it. And they're playing really well. I said the same thing about Notre Dame. Like, people are going, who's Notre Dame? Well, they're hot. So
yeah, that's right.
Don't be surprised if you don't see Notre Dame come back through there and end up in the finals. Don't be surprised.
Yeah. And then to touch on your comment about hit and miss, Peyton Graham didn't miss last night,
Coach.
He
doesn't miss.
He was four for four with two. Man, he was on fire,
four
wasn't
four
he?
Four with a walk.
He's a baseball
two
player.
Bases.
Yeah, he is.
He's the first player.
He's a baseball
since,
player.
He is the first player since 1984, and some guy named Barry Bonds. I don't know who that is.
That guy, yeah.
The first player since Barry Bonds to go four for four with two stolen bases.
And yeah, he's special, man. He's special. There's no doubt about it.
Fantastic. And so for. Just to make the announcement now, we are going to start next week because Coach Wood has been on Ken and I both for weeks now since he decided to hang up the fungo that he wants to be a part of the broadcast in some way. So we found a way to do it, Chad.
Well, hey, maybe we call it the Radio Fungo.
Well, the Radio Fungo is good, but it's not as funny as the 3-Minute Woody. So starting next week, we will debut the 3-Minute Woody, which will be a 3-minute untimed, not no.
No, it
a,
absolutely
a
timed.
3-minute time.
If we go 3 minutes with Woody, it's going to be 30 minutes in a heartbeat.
All right.
It'll be a 3-minute on the dot.
The story is for actually about 3 years now, I've been telling Ken Roberts that, I want to do radio. I want to be a color guy. I want to do that. I've done a little of that before, and Ken told me, he said, well, that's a good thing because you got a face for radio. So, you know.
You're right. That's right. Well, they were talking today. They were so excited that you.
I asked him, I said, is you got enough mics with me and Coach Turner yourself on the same show? You'd have to give me the high sign. Okay, you can talk now or. Don't talk until I tell you or whatever.
Right, but right.
I've been telling Ken Roberts that for 2 or 3 years now. I said I can do football. Basketball made me a little too fast for me, but I said I can do football and baseball. But, you know, I know that's not going to happen, but I would enjoy it.
Well, they were talking today that you were going to start off with soccer right off the bat. What about soccer?
We will gladly give you soccer. That's
And track. Don't forget track. That's always a good one.
You can have all the soccer and volleyball that you can handle.
I know what you're supposed to do in track. You go left.
Just keep turning left. That's right.
And in soccer, I know when they score.
Put the biscuit in the basket or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that's the right sport.
It's not, but it's still a biscuit. It's still a basket.
You know, I used to think that the whole point of soccer was to kick the ball out of bounds.
That's about all they do most of the time. Right. For sure.
It's interesting. And you know, Seth Riley's a friend of mine and does a fantastic job, too.
But yeah, he does.
We kind of make fun of each other's sport all the time.
Right.
but he does a great job with our program at the high school, for sure.
So, on a serious note, we will be starting the 3-Minute Woody next week. The way it'll work is we will not tell Coach Tracy Wood when that call's coming. At some point, he will get the call.
So, at 6:59 and 45 seconds, it might get it.
And he will be popped on air. Right. I mean, it'll be like a live call. He answers. He's on air. He'll go. We will talk for 3 minutes. At the end of the 3 minutes, it doesn't matter if we are in mid-sentence.
Man, if I'm available, I will answer the phone. I won't have any problem with that.
Well, that makes me a little nervous, being that it's arbitrary, right? Like if we hear a fan in the background or so, I don't know.
Well,
I don't want to know what you're
doing. Driving down the road or whatever.
Yeah, I'll be all right with driving down the road.
We've talked to Coach Gober for 20 minutes while he's on a jog.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I don't think we'll have that problem with Tracy.
What was he doing?
He was jogging, which we won't have that problem with you at all. That won't be an issue.
No, I walk fast, though.
That's right. Hey, everywhere you go, you got a purpose.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Coach, back to the sports front. We officially wrapped up, I guess, your tenure here in Waxahachie last night. We drove down there to Round Rock, where your first year ended also. So it was kind of bittersweet, you know?
Yeah, I hadn't even thought of that.
The last time that I was at that field was when we lost that state game in 2008. So it was kind of cool, selfishly on a personal front, that I got to be a part of your first trip there as an Indian and then your last trip. We went down there last night to watch one Jared Thomas play in the Texas High School Baseball Coaches Association All-Star Game. To be in that game in itself is special.
Yeah, it definitely is. That's a lot of kids.
Oh, we lost them. There goes our three minutes.
That happened at 2:27.
We lost them on a 3-Minute Woody. I got sentimental and he got sad and hung up.
Yeah, I'll call him right back.
Let's try him back because we just started getting sappy.
But to touch on that, you know, I mean, there's a lot of football players in the world and, you know, around the state and that sort of thing. But there is an awfully lot of baseball players around. And to be chosen for that is quite the accomplishment for sure.
And just to put it into perspective, right? There are 254 counties across the state.
That's right.
So just a wild number to throw out there. Let's say there's 10 cities per county, right?
Okay. We got 12 schools in our county, but
right.
All right.
So we're at over what's that? That's
but
20,
you have but like in the town I grew up in, there's 8 schools now.
Right.
Or Frisco, there's 8 schools.
Coach Wood's back here. So
all right.
So the number of baseball programs around the state, there's got to be what, 3,000?
There's a bunch.
Right.
Yeah.
I should know that answer, but I don't.
So then to just think that Jared Thomas.
And even in the small schools, like take Milford, for example. You know, well, Waxahachie, we play 11-man football, of course. But where Milford, they play 6. But if they were to play baseball, they would play – it'd be 9-man baseball
right.
as well. You know,
so just to take it down to that side, like just to boil it down, there were 8 outfielders in the game last night.
Oh, wow.
There were 8 outfielders in the game before that. So – Jared Thomas is one of the 16 best outfielders in the state of Texas.
Right.
Out of 16,
I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah. Out of 3,000, 4,000 schools.
Yeah, he's a Texas top 50,
good
I believe.
Night.
So that it's phenomenal. It really is.
So Coach, before you hung up because you started to cry, we were
while you were getting your t-shirt.
Oh man, go ahead,
grabbing a pint of ice cream and putting on some Celine Dion in the background. We were talking
through
how
I thought it was Kenny G, but okay, we'll go.
How we were there to watch Jared play, and just how special it is to be named to that game. He's the first one since Peyton Graham in 2019. I think we had, Colton Kane went in 2009. I don't remember if Boomer went in 2008.
I think Boomer was in 8, Colton was in 9, the best I can recall.
Martinelli went too.
I'm just telling you, in my whole career, there's just not been a whole lot of guys do that. The way that thing works is there's a committee put together of all Texas high school coaches, and they go through the stats that are sent in. Your district has to vote on the one guy they're going to send into that. And you can send in more than one, but you don't just get to say, "Hey, I'm sending Jared Thomas in." You can't just do that. It's got to be. You take our district. You got 8 teams in our district, and that's a lot of kids right there.
Right.
And it gets narrowed down to that. And those guys on that committee, when they start putting those numbers together and start talking and calling coaches, they take it real serious.
Yeah.
They don't want to get down there and see it watered down. Travis, you seen it last night. JT had 4 outfielders. He rotated the whole time. So
he did. Yep.
You can probably find more outfielders than that to go play, but I mean, they take it very serious.
Yeah.
It is a fantastic honor.
So, Coach, to pull back the curtain a little more, we did have 2 kids from the district in that game. And
oh, really? That's who's
JT, the and then his name escapes me, the outfielder from Cedar Hill.
Oh,
I
should remember his dang name.
It's on the tip of my
tongue. I said it last night. Travion.
Tavion Williams.
I'll remember about midnight tonight. I'll call you.
All right, deal. We'll have the 3-minute Woody at 11:58, just like Lindsay likes it.
Right.
For the
2-minute Woody segment.
I guess my question there is, if you pull back the curtain, was there any discussion amongst the district coaches on which one of those guys were going, or was it?
No, there was 2 or 3 threw up there. There was 2 or 3 put up there, and everybody that was put up there was legit. Any of these guys at work, and you got, Midway had a good year, Lakers had a good year. You could have put some other guys up there. What I said to the guys on the committee was JT's numbers wasn't fantastic just because he didn't have the ABs a lot of other people did because he'd been hurt.
Yeah.
But I told him, I said, you can take this for what it's worth. And in 34 years of doing this, if I've ever seen an all-star, that dude's an all-star.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. It's Tavion Vaughns.
Vaughn, that's it. I knew that.
Vaughns with an S.
There
Vaughns.
You go.
There we go.
All right.
Yeah. He's an OU commit.
Really?
No big deal.
No big deal.
No, but Coach, it was the All-Star game itself is – I'll just go ahead and tell folks now, don't drive down there expecting to see something fantastic if you don't love the game of baseball. Now, if you love the game and you love watching – some dudes on the mound throw some heat. It's fantastic. But don't go down there expecting to see a big old show. That's just not what that's for.
Right.
I coached that game in 2010.
You're welcome.
And the hardest thing to the whole thing was the night before in your hotel room, the coaches get together and you got to decide your rotation and who's going first and who's going second. And you got – we had to decide between a guy going to Stanford, guy going to Texas, guy going to Arkansas, or a guy going to Rice, which one of those guys are going to start. That's the hardest job you do. There's certainly no, you wave them around the bases and you have fun. That's what you do.
Yeah, for sure. Were there any top prospects in that thing last night?
The whole thing.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Talking pros.
There were several guys that'll be drafted out of that All-Star game.
Yeah.
Now, whether they go or not, who knows? But there's several of those guys will be drafted.
Yeah. Awesome.
Including JT. Now, okay, so hear me out here. I know from a source or two that John Daniels and Company are very high on Peyton Graham and Jared Thomas.
That'd be kind of cool.
Now, how cool would it be, Coach, for you, and would you buy an RV if the Rangers select both Peyton Graham, probably round one or two, Jared Thomas round three, four, five, and then they both end up as a wood duck. As a Woody with Jackson Lee.
Right.
How quick would you buy an RV and how quick would you be down there?
We might not be able to get you on the radio, but we might get you the mascot job as a Woody.
As the Down East Wood Ducks Woody.
That little scenario never entered my mind, but
that's a real thing.
That would be crazy cool, wouldn't it?
Then you get a Levi David trade, maybe? I'm just saying, you know.
Levi David and the Mets, whatever they call the St. Lucia Mets, I guess, they just won the league championship for the first half.
Oh, wow.
Right. Right.
We got dudes showing out.
I've never even thought of that scenario, man. That's all those guys are capable, I'll tell you that. And what I really love about it is every one of those guys you named are talented, or they wouldn't have been drafted. Right. And JT will at some point in time be drafted. But what's so cool about that is, like I tell those scouts that's been around the park all year long, you know they can play or you wouldn't be here. But you're going to talk. You want to talk to me about character, work ethic, leadership, toughness, competitiveness. And all those guys have that stuff. You know, JT's off the charts with that stuff, man. It's just a matter of time for him. But those guys all have that. You know, they all want to compete. They're all tough. Good leaders.
Yeah.
Work hard.
Yeah, it's not the destination. It's the journey, right?
Good people, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Coach, as you kind of start to process and look back at your 15 years here, just to kind of put it in perspective for those at home that aren't quite aware of what it means to put in that much time at one school. I mean, I'm a little biased here, but for me, it means your jersey goes in a rafter, especially when you win as much as you've won, or in our case, it goes on the back of the press box. But since 1969, that's 53 years, there have been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 head coaches in Waxahachie. Since 1969, 53 years, there's been 8 coaches. 5 of those accounted for 8 total years as a head coach.
I was going to say, yeah, because that's only a 6-year average, or 6.5, yeah.
So Mike Turner had 11 years, Bill Midkiff had 19 years, and Tracy Wood had 15. So, Coach, as you start to look back on that, and I don't think you're done in baseball. I think you'll find some way back in. I don't think it'll be as a head coach. You've got a beautiful wife and family and friends that you definitely want to spend a lot more time with, but I think you'll find a way back into baseball somehow. As you kind of look back on the legacy that you left here, what does it mean to you?
Well, how did I survive 15 years in Waxahachie? Is that what you're really asking me? No, it's unusual, man. It really is. It's unusual that someone stays 15 years.
Yeah.
You got to want to stay there. The fact you talked about me, Coach Mick, Coach Turner, those guys all knew they were in good places. And that's part of being a good coach, is knowing when to stay. And I just love the town. I love the one horse town.
Yeah, that's nice.
I love the community. I love the community involvement. I was telling a guy the other day, just talking about, you know, the job that's coming up and that's available, my job's available. And you know, I told him, I said, it's a great place to be. And he said, I just love the community involvement. I said, well, it's a two-edged sword. If you're not tough enough to handle that, you won't survive that. You've got to understand the expectations of the community. That never scared me. I just grinded every day, man, is all I did. I just tried to take it one day to the next and try to get better every day. And, you know, you talked about it's really about relationships. You go out there and look on that wall, and I tell the kids all the time, when you go out there and look on that wall, when you walk in the gate and you take a right and you look at that wall, that's about people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not numbers.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that.
Guys like Travis Smith and Levi David and Ty Navarre, and I can go on and on and on.
Yeah.
Those numbers represent people and relationships, and that's what it's all about, really. And as far as finding my way back to it, you know, I don't know. I haven't thought about it a lot. I told my wife all ago, I just got two more text messages. The guys want me to coach summer ball. And what's so funny about that is the whole time I've been coaching high school baseball, I've never coached summer ball in my life. Because I didn't want to mix it. I wanted to coach high school baseball only. And frankly, when the summer got here, I needed that little bit of break because I grind so hard. You know, every day you put your nose down and you get after it and you just need a little break. You got to go to the river every now and then. You got to go play a little golf every now and then or something. But I don't know. I'm proud of the consistency of what we did. I'm proud of the every year we felt like we were going to make a run. And even when we got in 6A, I'm proud of the fact that I kind of let us, our program, into the 6A realm, which is tougher. And Legacy's going to find that out too.
Yeah, for sure.
They're fixing to find out that's a different world, you know, just kind of like Mansfield Legacy is going to find out as you go up those levels. It's a different game. But man, I had a ball. I enjoyed every minute of it. I really did. You just get to a point where you go, it's time for somebody else to do it. But I'm proud of what we did with the consistency of it. I am proud of that.
Absolutely, Coach. And again, for those who missed it, we will be airing a 3-minute Woody moving forward
segment.
It'll be at a random time each week, so if you want to hear it, tune in. Coach Wood will spill on whatever sports is on his mind at that time. The dude does watch a lot of sports, so it should be fun. The connections that he has throughout the sports community will be great. He's kind of free to talk about whatever now, too.
Yeah.
So could be unhinged at times. Just, Coach, please don't get us in trouble with.
So are we going to have to lead into this with
the
opinions and comments of Woody?
Right,
you're not representative of KBEC Radio.
And
right.
Yeah.
Or
we'll be monitoring the Nielsen ratings to see if we can get a bounce, you know.
I kind of told Coach a few weeks ago that I'd been working on an article. Okay, here's the whole deal. I was working on an article to do on win number 600, right?
Hey, we got to sell something at some point.
Yeah, and
all right.
Just quick.
Okay.
So I was working on win number 600, and then we found out that win number 600 was actually win number 628.
So that's where do we find 27 more wins?
He forgot to include his last season at Corsicana in his win total.
Yeah, okay. Coach Davis figured that one out.
So the win number 600 was actually 628, so I can't.
So did y'all have the T-shirts reprinted?
No.
628 effing win.
It doesn't really matter anyway. It wouldn't have mattered whenever that 600 came out. It doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't matter at all. So
if we're going to do the math, let's just do it right, you know?
So I turned the article into, okay, well, I'm just going to do like a last year. So I've made a few trips with Coach Wood and Miller and DeLeon and took some notes without them knowing I did. And it's going to be kind of my last tribute to Coach Wood. But with that being said, Coach, there is a question that you have to answer. There's only one right answer, and it will determine the entire tone of the article.
Mm.
Best team you coached at Waxahachie.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, he set me up on that one, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Well, the 2008 played for the state championship, man. You got to
– Yeah, saved it.
That's tough to do. We've had some good ones. I thought this last year was a great experience for us.
Coach.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Because of the way we came back, I thought 2011 was fantastic. I thought 2013, Martinelli, which Kyle Wood, you know, my son's senior year, I thought was a great year. But we've had some good ones, man. But you can't argue with a team that plays for a state
there
championship, can
good
you?
Good answer.
That's right.
Good answer.
Yeah, he totally set you up for that.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, Coach, I ask this question to several. I ask it to softball from time to time. Would baseball be better if there were more bases?
Now, Coach.
It'd make it harder on me, I'll tell you.
Wouldn't it, though? I don't know if it'd be harder to steal or easier to steal if they were closer together.
No doubt.
Score less runs,
well, hey,
Chad.
Before I get off and you mentioned softball, I'm just going to say they made a great decision hiring Errol Ortiz for the softball.
Yeah, they did.
She's gonna be fantastic, man. You wait and see.
Yeah, we interviewed her the other week, and it was she is quite the speaker, and you know, and presents herself very well. And I'm excited to watch what she does.
You just wait and see.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. Do you got any insight on who they're gonna hire to replace you?
No, I'm not in that loop. You know, I think my assistant, Chris DeLeon, I know he's interviewing, and I think he'd do a fantastic job. You know, love him. He's going to understand the tradition of this game. He's born here, raised here, raising his family here. I think as far as checking off boxes, he definitely checks those off. But he's a good one. I know he's in the mix. But I've really been out of that loop, man. I've stayed out of that purposely.
Yeah.
I don't think I need to be in the mix with that, but I'll be paying attention and watching.
Yeah. Cool. Cool, cool. Well, Coach, we need to sell a few things being that we're almost out of time here. So
you better.
So gather your thoughts this week, and next week we will be back with the 3-minute
Woody. 3-minute
Woody.
All right. I enjoyed it. It's Ole Miss 4, Arkansas 1, top of the second, by
the
way.
There you go. Sue Pig.
All right.
Woo Pig, Suey. All righty.
All right.
Yo, let's sell some stuff right quick, and we'll come back and close out real quick.
Equipment cluttering up your backyard? Jet skis taking up space in your driveway? Whether you need an extra closet or garage, Access Self-Storage has the space for you. Meet the friendly, helpful managers who live on site with state-of-the-art surveillance and electronic entry systems. In Red Oak at 561 East Ovilla Road and in Midlothian at 1630 North Highway 67. Committed to safety, security, and service. Access Self-Storage.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. That's 800-349-6855.
Classic Texas, KPFK.
to the Press Box on KBEC.
And I'm back.
You are back.
I would say we're back, but Travis left. I don't know.
I'm hoping he's still listening because I wanted him to know this.
All right, let him know something.
I asked a bunch of old folks.
I'm not sure what happened. He just flipped off his mic and headed out the door. And
I don't know if he's got council stuff or what tonight.
I got you. Okay, maybe so.
Maybe so.
He's a busy man, you know?
He's a busy man. He may have an interview that he's going off to.
We don't know.
Go interview some other sports dignitary, too.
Oh, I got you. I thought you meant like a job interview or something.
No, I think he's got plenty of jobs, so.
He's got enough of those. Yeah. All right.
Well, I'll tell you what, I enjoyed listening to Coach Wood.
He's always a treat.
He's always fun, so.
This 3-minute Woody segment will be pretty funny if we don't get disbanded from the FAA or something, you know?
Well, I don't think the FCC is going to
matter. Or FCC, excuse me. I don't think
they're going to mind that so much. So.
Yeah. Well, then it may be the FAA. That's the air.
It may be, yeah.
Yeah, the airport.
The airport, folks.
Air travel.
You guys are flying too low now. Come on.
Exactly. For sure. Well, do you got anything big going on this week, Yo-Yo?
Well, you know what? This is the 45th. Reunion for the graduating class of 1977.
The Majestic Elks?
For the Majestic Elks. So I'm going to be going down there Friday afternoon and enjoying some dinner with the folks, and we're going to go see a concert in downtown Burleyville.
Oh, wow. Who's playing at the concert?
You know what? It's
Billy Currington and not Robert Earl Keen and not Sir Mix-a-Lot.
No, it's a tribute band, and I can't really remember which one they're tributing.
I got you.
But then we're going to go play golf on Saturday morning, play 9 holes, all of us old folks going out there in the heat, play nine holes, and then go and have our little dance and get together on Saturday night, and then Sunday morning have brunch, and then head back to the house.
And call it a weekend.
Yeah. I got to go by my mom's house, though, where my mom used to live, and she's got some china that we're trying to get boxed up and get to the house because we're going to – that's what we got from mom's house. Everything else is going to Goodwill or something else, but –
I got you.
But I want to keep that china in the family somehow. So
yeah, for sure. Yeah, okay. Do that. It's those are things that are hard to come by.
Well, I'm telling you, she's got three complete sets too. That's
really
just amazing. Yeah.
As a kid, did y'all ever use it?
We used the ones that I remember. Yeah, we used them on Thanksgiving and on Christmas dinner for both of those things.
Yeah.
And, but otherwise, no, we didn't even get to go look at them. We couldn't even open the cupboard.
Right. I never understood that concept, right?
Yeah.
You'd have fancy dishes and fancy silverware and all that, and you don't ever get to use it.
Oh, yeah. So. She's got that gold looking silverware, too. So
yeah. Well, that'd be goldware, wouldn't it?
Goldware, I guess. Yeah. So I don't know. But anyway, that's what I'm doing this weekend. I'm going to go spend some time with the graduating class of 1977 from the Majestic Elks.
Well, there you go. Are you wearing like an elk costume or anything?
You know what? When I went to one of the reunions, they sold some jerseys that had 77 on them.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
And they got the elk on the back.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to probably wear that. And then I got another T-shirt that's got the Elks logo on it.
Look at you.
Well,
Yo-Yo, I don't know how we did it, but we made it a whole hour tonight.
We did, indeed. And it worked out pretty good.
And that wasn't too terribly bad,
no,
I hope.
Anyway,
I hope the listeners enjoy. I hope they'll tune back in next week. I guess we'll find out if they don't, right?
Ain't that right.
And our 3-minute Woody segment might only be 30 seconds long or something.
Probably so. We'll have to find out.
Probably so. But on behalf of our exquisite production, Mr. Yo-Yo Dave, Mr. Travis Smith, and then on our phone lines with Coach Tracy Wood, I'm Chad Hicks. We appreciate you tuning in. Hope you tune in next week. And until then, tell them good night, Yo-Yo.
Good night, Yo-Yo.
You've been listening to The Press Box on Classic Texas KBEC, 1390 AM, 99.1 FM, and online at KBEC.com. Press Box is brought to you by Jerry's J&W Carpets in Midlothian. Drive a little and save a lot at Jerry's J&W Carpets. Tune in every Monday night at 6 p.m. for the Press Box. And for more information, go to sports.kbec.com.